Welcome back. As anyone who lives near a bridge will tell you, they make noise. Get a load of this one. That's the sound of the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Bridge, often called the Mid-Hudson River Bridge in Poughkeepsie, New York. 5 years ago, composer and musician Joseph Bertolozzi embarked on an audacious plan to turn the monumental bridge into the world's largest percussive instrument. With the help of the New York State Bridge Authority, sound engineers, mallets, steel shot, and a herd of true believers, he recorded hundreds of the sounds on the bridge's surface to make bridge music. The 10-movement suite is available on CD and in a sound installation launched over the weekend to mark the 400th anniversary of Hendrik Hudson's voyage up the river that is now his namesake. There are listening stations surrounding the bridge and a dedicated radio frequency for the public to hear tracks like this one called Bridge Funk. And Joseph Bertolozzi is on the line to tell us what we're hearing. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, first of all, congratulations. It must have been a really thrilling opening weekend for you up there on the bridge.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I've been talking about this for so many years, and now people go out and enjoy it instead of just being an idea. So it was really exhilarating.
Tell us how you made some of the sounds for what we're hearing.
Well, the things that sound like a snare drum are me drumming on the towers of the bridge with a steel hammer. And the things that sound like bell-like sounds is a complex combination of the handrail, a hinge on one of the gates to the bridge. The deep bass sounds, which sound like a bass guitar, are the actual suspender ropes.
Those cables? Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, I have to tell your listeners that there's no other instruments on this recording. When you hear bridge music, you're hearing every sound is coming directly off the bridge.
You have composed music and played organs in some of the world's greatest cathedrals. How does playing in these cavernous places compare to playing a bridge with a 3,000-foot span hanging over the Hudson?
Well, you know, when you play in the organ, it's very typically you're by yourself, and there's a lot of echo, a lot of reverb going around. Except I got to say, when I played at St. Peter's in Rome, and that place is so large that from where you're seated, it's like you're playing outside. There's no echo. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. It's just like you take your fingers off the keys, and it's just like a dead sound. And then later on, you hear it kind of rolling down the aisles. Bridge music is different in the sense that we went out and we recorded each of the sounds individually, and we sampled them, and we stored them in a computer. And the original concept for bridge music was that it was going to be a live series of concerts played by 24 musicians. And the way you would have heard it is we would have had microphones on all the surfaces, the guardrails, the girders, and they would have been fed to speakers on both shores. Now, we weren't able to finance the live concerts, so what we did was create a quote-unquote studio recording of the same music, but, you know, realized in a computer and presented as an artwork by itself.
Well, I guess that's why the New York Times called this an audacious plan. Well, here's another track. This one is called Meltdown. Now, Joe Bertolozzi, what's going on in this track?
Well, that thing that sounds like a xylophone is actually this huge, called an abutment saddle, and it's where the main cable of the bridge bends down into the earth. And it's huge, and you think it would have a huge sound, but it's very dense, too. So when you hit it, it just has this brilliant xylophone-type-like sound.
So that song called Meltdown, you refer in the liner notes to the CD to Goethe, the poet saying, architecture is frozen music. Are you chipping away at the ice here?
I'm melting it back down. I'm melting the architecture of the bridge back into music.
So how do you get to do a project like this? Who worked with you?
Wow.
Is that too long a list?
Basically, how do you do this? You have to have an extraordinary amount of patience. And the first thing I had to do was get the New York State Bridge Authority on board. And over this weekend, we had the ribbon cuttings inaugurating bridge music. And one by one, everybody got up to make a speech and said how they thought I was nuts. But now, of course, everybody wants to be in the picture.
You showed them.
But to their credit, they said, well, you know, let's see what this guy comes up with. It was just a whole series of meetings with the government on one side of the river and the government on the other side of the river, and going to waterfront signage meetings, and all very unsexy things just to have this music available to the public.
We're listening to Rivet Gun, one of the products of that extreme effort in the background. How do you compose with so few melodic notes to play with?
I tried to approach the instrument, the bridge, on its own terms. So if I was, for instance, writing a snare drum solo, I would be limited to whatever sounds I could get on a snare drum. With the bridge, we were lucky to find enough melodic notes to have some pieces that did have a melody, but as a composer, you bring your technique together and create a piece that has foreground, background, contrast. You know, basically, we were working with what I call a system of rhythm and variations as opposed to theme and variations.
Another congratulations. The CD of Bridge Music hit number 35 on the Billboard Classical Music Chart. Its first week out, quite an accomplishment. But I couldn't help thinking, is there a way for these compositions to be played on any other instruments? I mean, to become part of a repertoire?
You know, this was custom designed for the Mid-Hudson Bridge. And, you know, while it's possible the George Washington Bridge might have enough of these notes to reproduce the pieces, I think probably if I was doing something like that, or more to the point, what I'd like to do is something at the Eiffel Tower. You know, I would custom design something for that site.
Well, I was going to ask you what's next, but I guess you've already got that in mind, Chiz. We've talked a lot about the instrument of the bridge, but not so much about the Hudson Valley that inspired painters and poets, and obviously you.
Yeah.
Here's one called The River That Flows Both Ways, one of the tracks from the Hudson Suite. Do you think people who've heard these compositions may think differently when riding over the FDR Bridge in the future?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. I think going over any bridge, going over anything. One of the beauties of this project is allowing other people, younger people, people my age, whatever, just to view the world around them in a different perspective. And I had no agenda when writing the music. I simply thought it would be a cool idea to do. And, you know, it took me 5 years to realize, but I did it. And now maybe some other people can try to do something else or improve upon it, you know, on their own.
Joseph Bertolozzi, the mastermind behind Bridge Music, a new CD and a new sound installation on the Mid-Hudson River Bridge. For more on Bridge Music and to watch a video of Joseph working on the bridge, visit wordofmouthradio.org. Joseph, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.